Welcome to Conversations with Haikimi, author, podcaster, and coach. We are celebrating 3 years of Conversations with Haikimi podcast. As a wellness coach, I am committed to empowering you to prioritize your health and well-being. I understand that each person's journey is unique, and I strive to provide personalized support and resources to help my clients achieve their health and wellness goals. I believe that by setting an example of creating this life I want for myself, I can inspire and empower others to do the same. I am dedicated to helping you as my client feel your best and support you as you take charge of your own health and well-being. We have some great tips to share here, so grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Welcome to Conversations with Haikimi podcast. I'm super excited. We are celebrating 3 years of Conversations with Haikimi podcast. I am super excited to be connected for 3 years. So today we are going to talk about the power of small changes. How to improve your health and well-being in 3 easy steps. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. So I cannot believe it, you guys. I started this podcast during, like, right before the pandemic. And I was determined to keep going, keep just putting myself out there, keep putting the message out there of change, because we all want to be the change that we want to see in this world. One person at a time, one day at a time, living more mindfully one day at a time. So I'm just so excited that we didn't give up. We kept going, right? This podcast is on over 13 plus platforms. It has reached now over 30 countries/territories. So a lot of different people from all different backgrounds are tuning in for Conversations with Haikimi podcast. So of course, for a lot of people, it is the new year, a new number, 2023. And so a lot of times people have these different goals, or it's like new year, new me. What about new year? It's the same you, but you are really tuning in and getting more acquainted with you, right? You are growing. Everything is incremental to me, It means, like, even though, yes, it is a different number, and we flip over, for those old school calendars, flip over the calendar or swipe over, or is already there when you open up your phone, but we are all on this journey, and everything should continue to build upon the other. We are just learning and growing and learning through a lot of different experiences. A lot of times we may think it's some type of failure, but we are all learning how to operate really in this game called life. And so I'm going to tell you a story. I have a story here to share with you. And I want to see if you know someone that may can relate to this story, okay? All right, so before I tell the story, let me just share a little bit about me. So if y'all are just tuning in to Conversations with Haikimi podcast, I've actually been online since about 2017. And so when I started on about 2017, really kind of before that, I actually started blogging as I was starting to homeschool. And about 2015, that's when I actually started a business online and start putting myself out there. But before, I was blogging and just sharing more things about homeschool and just food and things like that. A lot of things that I share now, I just started, just didn't know what direction I want to go into. And so once being online, I saw that it is a roller coaster. It is a roller coaster just trying to continue to figure out what you want to say. You know what to say, you know your personal journey, but just how do you want to show up? There's always different options, of course. I tried a lot of options. I went from this thing to that thing, and I was embarrassed before, but then I was like, you know, that is really part of my journey. That's part of my human experience. And so I'm grateful for the things that I was able to accomplish and do in the program, certifications that I was able to actually obtain. So as a busy mom in the past, I allowed everyone else to come first, leading me to neglect my health and feel so run down and fatigued. So run down, you guys, that I actually developed about 43 food sensitivities. It was just crazy. I know what it takes to start making your health a priority because, of course, I had to roll up my sleeves and figure out, do I want to continue to go down this spiral or do I want to really take control of my health? So what I did is a series of different things to try to get myself back on track. So I know I've done it for myself and I know I can help you as well create the life that you want, learning how to prioritize your health and well-being. So there once was a woman named, we'll call her Sarah, who had always struggled with her health. She had a busy job and a hectic schedule, and she often found it difficult to find time for herself. She would skip meals, neglect her exercise routine, and often stayed up late working or watching TV. As a result, Sarah frequently felt tired and run down, and she struggled with low energy and a lack of motivation. She also found it hard to concentrate and focus, and she was often irritable and stressed. One day, Sarah realized that she needed to make a change. She decided to prioritize her health and start taking better care of herself. Does this sound familiar? Or maybe you may have a friend that could relate to this. It's oftentimes when we hear other people's stories that we can find ourselves or some piece of ourselves in that story. So I ask you, if there's someone you think that could relate to this story, I want you to share it with at least two people. There's two people that you can share this podcast with, okay? Those first two that come to mind, don't make it complicated. Two people that need a change in their life. So there are three small things that you can do right now, three, to improve your health and well-being. Are you ready? All right. Number one, get clear on your goals. What do you want to achieve in terms of your health and well-being? Wish I had something that looks like a wand. We'll use this maraca. So if you could wave the magic wand. What would be the one thing that you would like to achieve within the next 3 months? Think about it. Think about setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely or time-bound goals. And these goals are used to help guide your efforts. Many people call these SMART goals. So think about it, okay? Number two, make a plan. Once you have identified your goals and chosen the one thing, remember you waved the magic wand, the one change you want to make, create a plan for how you will implement this change. What do you need to do today? What do you need to do tomorrow or the next couple of days or months to achieve your goal? Be sure to include time for self-care and relaxation in your schedule. So think about it. Let's start small right here. You got your goal for the next 3 months. Okay. What can you do today to start moving towards that goal? What can you do? Put that in your plan and start chipping away at it, okay? You always make time for self-care and relaxation, because a lot of times we can get stressed out, our body gets all tight, and it puts us in a low stress response. And so we don't need that. We need something that's going to, of course, you know, put some fire under us, right? But at the same time, you want to be able to take a break and, you know, take a deep breath and relax a little, okay? Now, just remember, a goal without a plan is just a dream. You need to have a goal. You need to have a plan, okay? And number three. So number one was get clear on your goals. Number two, make a plan. Number three, seek support. You want to surround yourself with people who can support you in your efforts to make these changes. This may include friends, family, or some type of support group, right? So many people feel that they don't have enough time to prioritize their health. Now, I've given you all these things, these three things to start with. It may seem easy saying them, but it's a lot easier said than done, right? Because we tend to add extra things to our plate, or we'll have a plan and then 2 days later we'll add something else. And it seems like we don't have enough time to prioritize our health because of our schedules, work commitments. You know, you're always adding and doing too much, or other demands in your life. Now, as a trained coach, I created Time for Wellness coaching program to help clients develop healthy habits, manage stress, and make informed decisions about their health, ultimately enabling them to create the life that they want. And I can do the same for you. So it's time to prioritize your health. Put yourself first. Put yourself a priority. A lot of times you have this long to-do list, but your top priority is not you. You need to prioritize your health and well-being. So you can create the schedule you want, the meals you want, the travel you want. You want to travel the way you want. You want to spend time with whoever you want to spend time with. You want to create that life that you want. So don't wait. Don't wait. We always say, I'll do it tomorrow. No, do it now. You need to schedule your time today and start your journey towards a happier, healthier you. So again, make sure you look at the show notes. There's always a link in the show notes to get your schedule, get your session scheduled. And so I am here to support you. I'm here to make sure you start putting yourself first. So, of course, thank you so much for tuning in with Conversations with Hikini Podcast. 3 years of Conversations with Hikini. Let me get my maraca. Okay, I have to do that. So until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Bye for now.